Part 3, Chapter 12, in which Hieronymus Bosch throws a party. The week before finals, there was a party at the Treehouse Lounge. R.T. and Harvey were preparing the house when they heard Prometheus coming up the stairs. There once was an old goddess named Venus, who loved young Adonis's penis. When Jupiter, the fool, cut off the boy's tool, she said, "Please don't come in between us." "You're in a randy mood," said R.T. "Randy," said Prometheus, stepping into the apartment. "There once was a satyr named Randy, who loved to eat all kinds of..." But before he could finish, he was interrupted by the backfire of a car, and a minute later Hesiod burst through the door. "A burnt offering!" cried R.T. "A burnt offering!" echoed Harvey. "Jesus!" said Hesiod, looking at the captain. "When was the last time you bathed?" "He does look a little crusty," said Prometheus. "And the try-drys are coming tonight," said Hesiod. Footnote. The young ladies from the Dryad, Dryad, Dryad sorority, try-drys, had been blacklisted by the other sororities when at a toga party they wore their tunics in the Spartan manner, with the sides unsewn. Labeled as hip displayers, they were hated by the other women, but adored by the men. Back to the text. "He can use the tub in my bathroom," said R.T., taking the captain by the arm and drawing him a bath. As soon as he closed the door, Harvey undressed and slipped into the steaming water. "Ah," he sighed, wondering why he didn't take more hot baths. It was such an easy way to return to the womb. Propping his feet on the wall above the faucet, he relaxed and looked at his legs. How beautiful they were! From the foot to the knee, a hard form, mineral, useful, a creature of bone and persistence without sensuality. And then rising from the knee, they were cylindrical and thick, like strong, brutal goddess arms, like trees dressed as human beings, like fatal, immense lips that were thirsty and tranquil. He admired their simplicity, uncomplicated, without tracheas or intestines, nothing but the pure, substantial part of his animal self. As the heat soaked into his limbs, Harvey slipped beneath the water, submerging his body and head and listening to his heartbeat in his ears. He remained there, alive and unborn, until his body cried for air and he burst out of the water. Then he settled back in the tub and relaxed his head on the edge. By now the party was in full swing, and many of the group were on the porch, huddled around the flames of the barbecue. "That's a beauty," said Prometheus, when Thales retrieved a smoking briquette. "One shot with the extinguisher, and it'll be just right." The others were back in the living room, Pan playing his flute to a song by Jethro Tull, Tithonus leaning against the woofer of a speaker, R.T. in a corner taking cherries from a group of women, and the rest of the party drinking and talking and looking out at the lights of the city. One of the women excused herself and went to find the bathroom. "Eureka!" she screamed when she opened the door. Harvey rose from the bath and extended his dripping hand. "Captain Jackson Quintilius Harvey," he said, "at your service." When R.T. heard the scream, he rushed to the rescue and apologized to the excited woman, then took the captain to his room and left him to dress. As soon as R.T. was gone, Harvey was struck anew by the sea of photos on the walls, and he took a closer look at the print of a bizarre painting he had wanted to study before. It was a triptych called The Garden of Earthly Delights, and he thought he saw his friends dancing and playing music in the figures of the middle panel. Everyone was there, doing just what they were doing at the party outside the door. Even Alessandra was represented, holding a rose in the leftmost panel, and Salome was at the other extreme, crushing her admirers beneath a broken table. Harvey chose the middle panel and stepped in to party. He soon discovered the lake in the painting was filled with lemonade and Everclear. "How about a drink?" said Prometheus, scooping up a bucket of punch. "Don't mind if I do," said Thales, attempting to dive in, but slipping and cracking his ankle against the side of the pool. As Harvey moved about, he erased the lines between panels, moving from heaven to hell in the space of a second. He soon discovered that though both extremes had their allure, only the middle panel was bearable for more than a minute. And it was there he decided to stay, reclining near a couple in a bubble that was also a Volkswagen van. Despite the noisy groans from the bubble, Harvey might have remained there forever if the real Thales had not tripped into the bedroom and torn the painting Harvey was looking at from the wall. "Oops," he said. Flushed from the garden, Harvey dressed and returned to the living room. When he plopped down in the red recliner, a chaos of music and voices came and went around him. "Really don't mind if you sit this one out. Hey, Hesiod, where'd you put the censer?" "God, this is so great! I'm really out there." "If we build a sweat lodge, they will come."
"A sweat lodge?"
"That's a recliner RT got for us. Let me try it."
Thought Harvey, feeling a 19-year-old derriere settle into his lap. "Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink."
"Imagine, a sweat lodge in a tree."
"Can you have a sweat lodge in a tree?"
"That's what makes it great. It's in a tree, with a full-screen projector, and you watch Monday Night Football."
"How about a Coke?"
"Are you sure you don't want a beer?"
In all of the Grecian metropolis, there was only one virgin, Papopolis.
"Thales, your burger's on fire!"
"So you make all your animal deals."
And you couldn't get out, or how about a whorehouse sweat lodge that was..."
"Hey, there's something hard in this cushion."
"Something hard?"
"And your wise men don't know how it feels."
"It's got to be a big sycamore, so the sweat lodge is hidden."
"But how would you get it hot? And what about..."
"My turn!"
"No, it's my turn!"
"You could heat the rocks with a propane tank, then pick them up with antlers."
"Ooh, burning horn."
"What's this?"
"That's Elmer from Oaxaca."
"All right, Mohican!"
"My God, did you see that babe with Satch?"
"No, where?"
"Of a god that adorned the Acropolis."
"Or maybe a Kiva sweat lodge. You know, maybe on Bonneville Golf Course. Just move the sod and..."
"Christ," thought Harvey, "this dainty little thing just farted in my lap."
"God, I'm so out there!"